So that certainly is a major concern. And I mean, monitoring, et cetera, I'm not sure how effective that could be. I mean, I think I've heard about pneumonitis with other antibody drug conjugate, not T-DM1, but maybe some in development. Any granularity to add to what's going on there?
I was talking to Dennis Slamon about this, and he said early on with trastuzumab, there was some pneumonitis. It's rare. It's very
With
rare.
T-DM1?
No, with trastuzumab.
Trastuzumab.
Yeah, and
Wow.
he said that, the lung does express, the bronchioles express HER2, and so this may be an on-target effect. And it's such a potent drug that perhaps that's what's going on. I have talked with the makers of the drug because I have some ongoing and upcoming studies with this drug about whether or not the use of steroid pre-medication might help A, the nausea, and B, prevent pneumonitis. So we're thinking of doing a study where we give pulse dose steroids, kind of like we do when we're using a taxane, either IV the day of treatment or oral the day before and day after treatment, the way that we do with taxanes to avoid an infusion reaction or severe edema. Because it would be nice if we could do something that would address both the nausea associated with the drug and this risk of pneumonitis. But in terms of how do you pick it up, should we be doing pulmonary function tests, should we be monitoring chest CTs more closely? This is an area that's being heavily looked into and is certainly very important, but there's no true clarity at this point.
I mean, pneumonitis sounds kind of not too good, although these people have far advanced metastatic disease. But actually, I was thinking about it. You actually see pneumonitis with everolimus, and
You
it seems
absolutely
like we
do.
kind of navigate our way through that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you keep an eye on the chest CT. Usually, when you're doing your repeat looks with your scans, you pick up these ground glass opacities, which is grade one pneumonitis. That's when you get pulmonology involved. That's when you start telling your patient, let me know if you're short of breath, if you're coughing. And you really begin to look at it closely and hold therapy and use steroids when needed.
So it'll be interesting to see when that data is presented.